The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip, you won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go, go to Eric's Family BBQ.com for more info.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
See, that's what makes this fart show better than all the others. Heady discussion back and forth, and you can yell at me and disagree all you want. I don't care. I'm going to hear you. A couple people are like, no, it's wrong. I'm like, good. That's called a discussion. We've lost Facebook and Instagram made it so you don't have discussions anymore. You throw your opinion out, you put a period on it, you hit send, and it's over.
Add a troll in there, too.
Well, you don't read those. You just skip the dissension.
You guys are simply wrong. Michael Jordan literally retired while under contract because he was too stressed. Read into that one.
Well, you know what?
There's some other things.
Had he said that, at least he won the championship and retired.
Right.
He didn't do it in the middle of the championship. And also, you know who gets heat for that? Scottie Pippen. You don't give me the ball, I'm not playing. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
When Michael wasn't there.
And I was a huge Pippen fan.
Drew up a play for Tony Kukoc instead, and he said, I won't play. It's the last play of the series. In the game seven against the Knicks, I think. Mm-hmm. If I don't get the ball, I'm not playing. And his teammates are like, what's
going on? Does Pippen tell it the same way?
Well, yeah, he says it was a racist thing. Phil Jackson.
I know he's got his little retort.
He said Phil Jackson's a racist and drew up a play for the white guy. And maybe that's true, but you don't let that. You played a whole season with the racist, and you seem to be okay with it until he said, "I want Tony to take the shot. I think he's going to be open." And might have been what's best with him, and he quit.
You re-signed your contracts. You went through all those championships with the racist. So.
Yeah, exactly. And then when you didn't get your way, it just we've been bashing guys for this for a long time. So anyway, it's interesting. There you go. Brady, it's your turn now. All this on Wings Day. Come on, people. We have a good Wings Day. Like, it's not Wings Day today because tomorrow, I should have put this on a Wednesday. Tomorrow is National Chicken Wing Day. Hooters and Mick Ultra bring you the Brady Report and want you to know that it's time to celebrate National Chicken Wing Day. Buy any 10 wings and get 10 boneless wings for free. Wash them down with a Mick Ultra draft any day Thursday only at Hooters. You're having mental stress? National Chicken Wing Day will fix that. Oh, yeah. Brady, if you're up for it, and I don't know how you're feeling or what's going on.
Yeah.
I'd like you to do a Brady report now. So please, Brady, report it.
Good Wednesday morning to you, Phoenix. Hello, world. Happy National Milk Chocolate Day.
I like that stuff.
That'll get you in the mood.
And save a lizard day.
A couple of baseless fun facts. Salvador Dali once conned Yoko Ono into paying $10,000 for a blade of grass. Yoko had offered to pay that amount for one of his mustache hairs.
Ew.
Because he had that long.
That weird, crazy mustache. Yeah.
But he secretly substituted the blade of grass because he thought Yoko Ono was a witch and might use his hair in a spell.
Jesus. He isn't wrong.
Awesome.
That's Yoko's best song. Awesome. Although I have to say, it might be better than whatever that new Kanye thing is.
Oh, yeah, we got a little taste of that.
How did Kanye West auto-tune himself out of tune? How do you do that?
Have you heard?
Have you heard the thing?
No.
His Donda song?
I do not like Kanye.
Broke the internet? I don't like Kanye at all. I don't understand why he's brilliant in people. I guess he had a couple of early albums that everybody's like, he's great. But I mean, so did Pearl Jam, and nobody's saying that they're,
I forgot to figure out what happened. Donda is. Is that a?
I don't know. It's a thing where he probably calls himself God.
Where? Oh, no,
but
Donda.
Yeah, he did this thing on Apple, and 4 million people watched it. It was a one-off, There was no repeat performances, and he sang a couple of songs off his new. He's living in the Superdome.
I was going to say, was it at?
Yeah.
No, is it at the Superdome or is it the one?
Oh,
in
no,
Atlanta?
It's Atlanta. You're right.
Yeah,
it's Atlanta.
No,
it's Atlanta Mercedes.
Okay,
yeah,
okay.
They're both Mercedes.
Right, right.
Whatever. Yeah, you're right. It's the Atlanta one. He's living in a little tiny room at the Atlanta Mercedes Benz Dome.
Yeah, why is that?
Because he's nuts.
He's weird. Okay, I didn't know if there was.
But he went out.
I thought
on
they were recording it there.
Yeah,
they
made some, it sound yeah, like that's or, yeah. Or that was okay, his dressing right. room or yeah. something.
They're
I don't
setting
know.
Up like record. He's doing the whole album there. It's inspired by the Falcons' home. So, and he went out on stage and did this song. And it's all auto-tuned, but it's all flat. Like they auto-tuned it out of key. So why bother? It's and the song's just brutally bad.
When someone is in the dark for a long period of time, their sleep schedule adjusts to 36 hours awake, then 12 hours of sleep. Scientists have no idea why.
Yeah, remember they stuffed those people in the
yep.
in the cave and they said you have no natural sunlight and they were sleeping 8-9 hours and staying up for 30 something within a couple weeks. It didn't take long before they were on this schedule of not needing as much sleep as we think we do because we're on the sun schedule.
I know that one.
Oh, I know. Yeah, that screws yeah. you up
oh, yeah.
huge. You hated the sun for you.
Still do to a point. I'm like, man, what is this?
It's destroying my day.
That's how you people do this.
Yeah. Daytime people are weird. You had it right.
Louis the 19th served as the king of France for 20 minutes. He took over the throne from his father on August 2nd, 1830. Thought about it for 20 minutes. Decided he didn't want to be king and abdicated to Henry V.
How long?
20 minutes.
This is Simone Biles of royalty.
Yep.
That would be a little too much for me. I don't think I'm mentally up for this whole king thing.
A lot different. You know, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, he held it for a while. He gave it a couple of pops. Didn't work out. You move on.
The song, Manamana, is associated with the Muppets.
Yeah, it's Rolf the Dog.
Originally written in Italy in 1968 for a soundtrack of a softcore porn.
Corn movie?
Yeah.
Soft corn porn.
Softcore porn.
You don't want any
movie.
Soft corn in your porn, that's for sure, because then somebody's not giving themselves that enema and Metamucil the day before to clean the area.
Didn't use the bidet.
No, ants on a log in the soft corn porn.
We have a couple in Vermilion, South Dakota. They just celebrated their 50th anniversary. And Diane and Ed Nesselhoff okay. are their names. And when they got married in 1971, they put a can of Coors in there and said, we'll drink it on our 50th anniversary if we make it.
God,
your old beer.
They cracked it, and they were a little worried.
Rust.
They said it actually still foamed up, and it tasted a little sweet.
Oof.
It's okay, but it, yeah, it would be.
Are those steel cans?
It's a steel can.
Yeah. Half-century-year-old Coors.
It's
the banquet beer.
It's the water.
From Golden, Colorado. During the Nixon administration.
Yuck.
This is pretty amazing. Walmart announces that they're going to donate $1 billion to the employees of Walmart. Anyone that wants to get a college education working at Walmart, they're going to try to pay 100% of the college tuition and books.
$1 billion?
$1 billion.
To split amongst the employees that want to go? Or do you have to qualify?
Yeah. Well, yeah. The employees working for Walmart and Sam's Club.
Just have to sign up.
Yep.
What disqualifies you?
Quitting.
I suppose not working there.
Well, they had an nice. Existing program that was a $1 per day fee for associates to participate in its Live Better You education program.
Didn't Starbucks do that? They were going to pay for college for like a ton of their employees for a while.
And they ended up taking money from their employees to fund that program?
They did.
I thought they did.
Oh, you're such a socialist. Always bashing the corporations. Is that what happened? I don't even know. I'm just giving you.
How does that work?
It's bashing corporations. Starbucks stole from the people that were trying to pay for college.
Socialist. Your boy's at it again.
Socialist yeah. bashing a socialist.
No.
Okay.
What's socialist about Starbucks?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Okay.
They're great.
Oh, absolutely. Capitalism.
That's the
Hurrah!
Best part. Well, listen to this guy.
There goes Toledo Sanders at it again.
Your boy's at it again. Give him an ice cold Coors from 1964.
Controversy in the food world. Campbell's changed their tomato soup label for the first time in 50 years.
Okay. Oh, Brady, how right? do you feel about this?
You ready for this change?
What's it say now?
The condensed word has been moved. It is in the middle of the label, usually.
Who says condensed above tomato?
They put it above, kind of getting out of the way.
Thanks for the visual.
he's breaking it down. He pointed up
on the label
in case I'd forgotten what above meant.
In case you're Andy Warhol art.
Right. Oh, you'll now that's useless.
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's.
There's
mean.
A side by side
better,
photo,
isn't it?
I think they're trying to move the word condensed out of the way.
Why? People weren't buying tomato soup because of that?
Well, no. Again,
we don't want them to.
That was
that
the point someone was making. If something's not,
write the word tomato bigger.
There's nothing to be need to be fixed here.
I didn't even know the word condensed was on it.
I know.
All right, where is it?
There. Oh, right there, you'll see it. So the condensed,
it's in the red.
It's in the red.
Now it's way up by the top.
Yeah,
and it's a little bit lighter.
What does that even mean? I don't even know what condensed.
Where's Jake? He's taking the water out of it, so you got to add water back to it.
Gotcha. You still got to do that.
It's actually economical for the soup company to do that.
Yeah.
I thought that's how you made soup. I thought that was necessary.
Right.
No, Progresso, you can go right out of the can.
I think you can take the word right off. I think we all know. And even if you made the mistake of no water, it's still just good.
Yeah, that's part of knowing that you're making Campbell's soup is you add a can of water to it.
Be a little more pasty.
Yeah.
And I don't think people who don't know that know what condensed means in the first place.
Well, some people are upset.
Or care, right. Care. Yep. Brett's right. It's like,
you didn't tweet about it, Brett?
No.
Can of soup. Open that up.
I think Jay Cutler did.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Don't Campbell's care. Soup, you morons.
Here's the other thing. If you're a big fan of back in the day of those red Pizza Hut cups, the red plastic cups they're for sale again. They brought them back from the 90s. PizzaHutShop.com.
Oh, the clear plastic ones?
The clear.
They immediately sold up. Sold out.
Yeah.
They sold up the cups.
You're having some trouble. It's not even 10 yet. What's going to happen at 10? He's going to start speaking his own language.
Well, the next one's huge. Popeyes.
Oh, it's because he's
talking
about
their,
food.
Just up their chicken nug game.
It's nuggets.
They're now using the same batter.
Take a breath.
Wow.
They're now using
the same. Simone, you're holding, you're hurting the team.
Take over, Josh.
Simone, you're hurting the
Step
team.
Step in.
Step away.
They're using the same batter that they use for the spicy, crispy chicken sandwich.
The one that
on the
crazy?
Chicken nuggets. Yeah.
Okay.
Is that going on now?
Slow down if you're in the car right
Is
now.
Was there a difference before this? Were they?
It was a straight up batter.
Oh.
Brady, you got all this news, and these guys don't appreciate all you try to tell them. You tell a plan.
Available
you know what?
In the 8-piece, Ralphie.
Fumble around with as many words as you want. Once you get to the batter part, you as clear as a bell player.
Ralphie's in your corner. And that means no one else fits in there.
There's a new thing to figure out if people are swingers or not.
Rocks.
Evidently, if you have pineapples on your bathing suit.
Yeah, we talked about that. That was that pineapple lawyer.
Yeah.
That came out in the pineapple lawyer when she did the Suns
Old
game.
News, Brady.
Yeah, Brady. Pay attention to the show you're on.
They're saying bathing suits, not
pineapple
clothes.
Bathing suits?
No, she was the pineapple lawyer, and she wasn't wearing them on her clothes
either. She had pineapples on everything.
She was throwing them all over. And that's how we learned. I know you're struggling with memory today. Oh, boy, we got trouble. That's when everybody told us pineapples are a swingers thing.
Okay.
There she is.
You're right.
So because these two have pineapples on their bathing suits,
that means it's a free-for-all with you.
They're DTF?
Yep.
Yep.
Is that Wintermeyer?
No, there's no turkey in the picture.
You can't see it, but he does have a beach towel.
He is on a beach.
The guy on a beach, it looks like Tom.
The turkey's in it.
They're all pineappled up. That means
all
game on.
Swing on.
Katie barred the door. They're coming in your room.
Literally.
Yeah.
A doctor in Missouri says people have been showing up in disguises to get the vaccine for the COVID. Because they don't want want any of their anti-vax friends.
They don't want their Trump friends to know.
Yep.
America.
That's great stuff. How unbelievably
Do we have pictures of this?
Cowardly is that?
I don't think so.
Ah, damn it.
My friends will never let me hear the end of it. So I'm going to dress up like a Swedish sailor.
My name is Bjorn.
I don't have you on a list here. God damn it, I'm an American. What is your name? I'd rather not say. Put the needle in. Trump's our president. You're a crazy person.
Do we have
Sir,
to have the small talk here?
Your prosthetic nose is falling off. God damn it. Worst part is they're all disguised up like a wizard or Gandalf or something. It's like, Roger Williams, you're next.
I told you not to use my real goddamn name. I'm Gandalf. Son of a bitch.
Wallet Hub did some research to find out the best and worst cities in America to flip a house.
We got to be number one.
I would think.
The five best cities to flip a house.
Yeah.
Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Missoula, Montana.
Ooh.
Peoria, Arizona.
There you go.
Nampa, Idaho, and Tampa, Florida.
Huh. So you're getting your best. Maybe we are bad for flipping them now because the prices are so high, even for a
25%.
Yeah.
High is the overall average, according to Wallet Hub, right. That Phoenix and
25% what?
Rise in housing value.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've had a
the biggest jumps.
More than that.
Is
no,
it?
Ours. Well, they say Phoenix, San Diego, and Seattle saw the biggest jumps at around 25%.
It's massive. So maybe
average.
That's why it's bad to flip right now, because you wouldn't want to go out buying dumps at this high price, throw more money into it. So we are kind of a bad one.
The worst, Newark, New Jersey, Oakland, California, Yonkers, New York, San Francisco, Bridgeport, Connecticut.
So, okay, so you're saying Peoria is a good place to
You get
flip
good
a
value
right
off
now.
The bat.
Gotcha.
You can probably get something in Peoria for like $220,000.
Gotcha.
Put 60 in and sell it at this astronomical rate, but you got to find the great deal.
Gotcha. Okay.
Although,
that makes more sense.
If you can flip fast, you're going to take advantage of this market.
Good luck getting a contractor to call you.
Yeah, it's true, too. I'm struggling with that.
Man.
Two men in their 50s got into a fight at an assisted living facility in Florida. The fight was about one wanted to watch Monk and the other one wanted cartoons.
Who won?
Glenn Hutchinson really wanted to watch Monk, and it was a rerun on Sunday. He got into an argument with 56-year-old roommate Edward Davis.
The show hasn't been on in 20 years.
They're all reruns. You don't.
I need the shlub.
Like, if he says next that the cartoon was being done live, then we'll know Brady's completely done.
Glenn got so irate that he whacked Edward in the head with an aluminum cane.
This is a case only Monk could solve.
Edward is in a wheelchair. So it might seem like the fight's
well,
not fair.
Now
Glenn
okay.
told the cops that Edward started it by driving his motorized scooter into his leg.
Oh boy.
Then he swung his cane.
God damn it.
You son of a... What was the cartoon he wanted to watch?
Didn't say.
If it's Rick and Morty or Archer or something, the dude in the chair is up, he's good. But if it's Tom and Jerry, then the guy with Monk was right.
Nah, Tom and Jerry's good.
Tom and Jerry's terrible. You like Tom and Jerry? Oh, Tom and Jerry's the worst.
Oh, yeah, no, it's great.
Why?
Oh, I hated Tom and Jerry.
No, it was great.
I know why you liked it. Because of that.
No, he likes Heckle and Jekyll.
What was her name? Mammy, probably.
Mammy.
That's why.
Yeah.
Because every once in a while,
Thomas!
Brett can't get up.
Thomas! Lord, oh, Lord, oh, Lord! We got a mouse in the house! Thomas!
Brett just got, yeah, I love that lady. Some man should dress up like her and do movies. Called it Medea.
Some guy in Sri Lanka was digging a well in his backyard.
Yeah.
And
sorry, just thinking of Mammy. Just thinking of little young Brett Vesley sitting there, freshly shaven, 8 years old. Got a little sambuca in his. He's got the three beans on the table. He just finished them.
Turn on a little Tom and Jerry. What do you say, Dad?
You know I like a good Tom and Jerry night with you, kid.
Thomas? I absolutely love when a maid yells at him.
So the guy was digging a well, and midway down runs into a big rock. They pull it up. There's a picture of the rock. Pretty big.
It's like a skull.
Split it open. It's the world's largest star sapphire cluster. Found in the backyard. The guy just got $100 million. That's what it's worth.
He's going to get it, or is Sri Lanka going to come in and like
well,
claim something?
Right now they're saying it's
worth
$100 million.
Man. Those are those moments. You just want to dig a pool in your backyard and hope. All we ever hit is caliche.
We got a couple of radio videos. The first one is this story about this guy in Russia. He walked into a sex shop on Saturday, tried to rob the place, pulled out a small knife and told the cashier to give him the money in the register. Instead, she reached under the counter, pulled out an 18-inch dong.
Oh.
And started beating the dude over the head with it.
That's actually where we were going.
Yeah, I didn't expect the boss to actually deliver. Yep.
She ended up chasing him through the store and out the front entrance.
With
the
giant
dong. Not clear if the cops tracked him down afterwards. But
oh, we have video of the dong
attack?
Mm, good. Is there sound?
I don't know. Hang on.
Yeah, you don't want to go after somebody who's got access to the weight of those things. Remember when we stuck that one on Brady's car? You weren't around for that. We had to drive all the way to Peoria once, and I had an 18-inch black dong with a suction cup on it. And just for laughs, I stuck it on Brady's passenger side of his car. And we're driving all the way to Peoria, and Brady leaves. Late! As Brady.
Five pound dong.
Yeah, this is how you know Brady's leaving work.
Late!
And that's the last you see of him.
Door true. First. It's, door
yeah,
first.
It's crazy. Either way. So we watch him drive out in the window, and this dong is flailing. He hasn't looked. We readjusted his mirror, so you couldn't, like, we pushed it where you can see. And we had to call you. I had to get behind and call, like, hey, Brady, you need to pull over before you get on the freeway. That thing's going to kill someone.
Thing goes flying off.
Wobbling all over the side. I'm like, we got way too far to drive. That dong had did double duty that day because you pulled over in the Starbucks and popped it off. Very funny. He was a little mad. He made it about a mile. Pull it off, gives it to Toledo and I. We hop in the car. And that was when those red cameras were out. And I sped on purpose and held the dong up and got my picture taken. I still have it framed at my house.
We missed the first two, right?
Yeah. Well, we were going like 90 down the I-10, and I'm holding this huge dick in front of my face.
All of a sudden, here comes one. Here comes one. Ready? Ready?
Go. Oh, it's blazing.
Got that one.
And they sent me the photo radar. It's in my house in a frame. Of me holding a big dick. Because you can't identify that. That's clearly not me. Oh, it's great. Highly recommend keeping one of those in your car at all times for photo radar.
18-inch King Dong?
Yep. Just for photo radar and whatever pleases you.
We got another Brady video. This is kind of cool.
We didn't watch the first one.
Yeah, happened to the first one?
I figured he threw the towel in. He didn't get it.
He biles it.
You guys were talking.
It's called the biles. Oh, here she goes. Here he comes. There's no sound. She's behind the counter. Oh, my. She didn't waste any time.
Wow, that thing is.
It's a white one.
Oh, my God.
For some reason, I didn't anticipate. Oh, my goodness.
She is not fleet of foot.
Neither is he. What is the floor? Well, the floor is probably normally sticky. They have to mop it a lot.
Forgot what we're talking about.
They have to mop it a lot. So it's probably pretty slippery.
She's got the mop right there by the front door.
Well, they
got
to mop up tons. Wow. She went right to it.
Can you imagine talking to your criminal buddies? I just got beat up by a dog.
I'm on a video in the news. I'm going to go to jail. So he went in there with no weapon and just said, give me all the money. With nothing.
Yeah.
A dong. Beaten by a dong.
Yeah.
And he ran away. Yeah, well.
Foiled by a king
I'm going,
dong.
Friday when I'm at Tactical Black, we're going to do dong defense.
So J. Todd Himes.
I like the idea of Tactical
Deflect
Black.
Deflect it with your mouth.
Tactical Black dong defense sounds awesome.
And speaking of, J. Todd Himes had sent us this, and this goes along with what you did to Brady.
Oh, it's a tiny 7-incher.
Slowed it down.
Not to say tiny. Slows down, pulls up next to a guy on a moped, and sticks it to his helmet. He's got the suction cup on it. That's fantastic. That's amazing.
Don't do it.
He'll come back with two broken arms.
I'll do it to Mangoop.
These guys are legit.
Do it to Mangoop.
Stuck it right to the visor of his helmet. Oh, that's hilarious. And I mean,
oh man,
the dude caption takes it.
Caption of it: what a dick.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Don't try this at home. Right. Should be the caption. Right. This is not for everybody.
Thanks, J. Todd.
That's funny.
We got another one of the compilations of the guy going wee.
Okay.
And people are flinging. That's on your phone.
Okay. Guy that goes wee.
Oh, that's not the beatboxing one.
We'll get to the beatboxing at
which
the end.
Oh, that's
which one of the four you sent me is this one?
Daily
parkour fails?
Can't be that.
It might be.
All right.
Just go down the line. Just go down the line.
Okay, we'll do that then.
You guys need a numbering system.
Yeah.
I don't want to get involved in this because then I have to watch the videos first, and I enjoy reacting.
I think this one might be that one.
All right, let's see what you got. Oh, you have to put it all so the computer's going to take forever. We don't have this kind of time.
It airdrops it. Should be all right.
If the airdrop works.
Well, this is garbage.
Go back to the dong.
Yeah, show the dong.
Finally.
More dong funny. Oh, is this?
Man. Yeah,
oh,
that's
these are
it.
People falling in water. Oh.
Wee.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wee.
These are people.
Oh, my God.
These are people wee. Dying. All right, Brady's getting too big.
The dong one was funnier.
The dong one. Yeah, let's not milk it. These are just fat people falling in water. Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, I know you do. You're a child.
I like
Wee.
We know. Don't you start. It's going to be close to the what's up if you keep it up. It's one of those things.
Yeah.
You do it once.
Wee.
It's only funny once. All right, what's this one?
This is the slam dunk difference.
This video needs to be everywhere.
A girl goes crazy.
A girl does a basic dunk at some competition, barely makes it. The world goes crazy. They attack him. Then they show a guy at the very same competition do some windmill 360 thing, and there's a golf clap for it. It's hilarious. I mean, that dude does a magical dunk, but when the girl does it,
McDonald's
watch All-Star. This. Oh, they're losing their minds for a girl that just does a basic dunk. This dude puts up something just outrageous. That's pretty much expected from the boys. All right, finally, or you got more?
This one's finally. I can't get the other one that he sent.
So. Okay.
Uh-oh, we're in the Olympics again.
This is how the German coach warms up in the judo.
Oh, he just shook her.
Yeah.
And then smacked her in the face twice. Match. He did a Woody in Hayes. Judo. Our girls are under too much pressure. That girl took two shots.
Go. Keep your head on a swivel.
That's on the sidelines.
Oh, yeah. Get me going, coach. Yeah.
Chokes her out by the gi and then takes two left, right.
Destroy Fraulein.
And she looks ready.
She should take a mental health day after that.
Boy, oh boy. She's ready now.
First comment, America is weak.
America is weak. My God.
Should have done that to Simone.
No, just smack her.
That's a coach.
Excuse me, stewardess, I've got this. I mean, it's too good, clean, but she's going into battle. So she's got to get used to, you know, taking a couple shots, get that blood flow in the face.
Now we'll get to the man beatboxing while playing a harmonica.
Oh, okay. Jeez, save this final for last.
One. Yeah.
Oof. You have the weightlifter one I sent you, or you can't do it?
I can't get that one up. I got it. Let me see if I can get it here.
All right, what's this?
This is an ad.
Oh.
There we go. Skip.
All right, here we go. He's got a... playing a harmonica, which normally I would frown upon.
Irish musician, Dan Murphy.
Play a little harmonica first.
Chorus, get to the chorus.
You'll get there. All one dude.
Oh, man, that's kind of impressive. Yeah.
Without the hoop.
Wait till he starts singing. That's pretty neat.
That's Tourette's.
I wanted to watch Monk.
Eat your veg.
That's pretty good. He's not Irish, Brady. Don't.
He is.
No, he is. Tyson Fury is not.
Oh.
Don't confuse my impression with your crap. It's because you don't know the island.
That's good advice.
Stop it.
Now, what's the one we were talking about earlier that you were holding off on?
Oh, I sent him one of a girl who's trying to do weightlifting, and she...
Continue, and let me see if I can get it
up. Can we continue? It's going forever. You guys got to load the... Anyway, I'm having a mental stress thing. I'll see you guys later. Don't feel like going on. This lady's pressing. She's doing an overhead press. I'm guessing 800 pounds. I don't know. I don't know how much she's lifting. That's what I think she weighs. But she pushes it up and drops it on herself. And it crumbles her into the ground like an aluminum can.
Oh.
She's fine. But it's pretty awesome to watch if Toledo can get it up. But otherwise, it's just nothing. Might as well listen to the harmonica.
You think it would hurt your back?
Yeah, it's a pretty awesome video. Watch this. And she's okay. So this is the good news. You think it's 225?
Sure,
yeah. The one time I almost killed myself is her words. Is there sound? Watch. Whoops, dropped it.
Doink. Oh!
Oh, Jesus. I mean, it's a clean drop right onto her back.
How does she not break her spine?
I have no idea. It's crazy. There's no sound?
It doesn't appear to
be. Oh, that stinks. And, I mean, it's all of it. The whole bar comes flat down on her shoulder.
It bounces off of her.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep. And you know what she did? She got right back up and tried it again. She didn't quit on her team. There you go. That's your Brady Report. Brought to you by Hooters. And Mick Ultra, it's 98K UPD.
If the younger generation doesn't get into rock, then guess what? An art form has died.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.